This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Welcome to what I prefer to call another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the, and I say the because it is only the conversation. I really do appreciate it. Anyway, again, always appreciate your time with me. Brad Dacre is going to join us in a few minutes. And, you know, Brad is with Pacific Justice Institute, an organization that truly helps, you know, companies, truly helps people. I don't want to say not companies, but people when it comes to, you know, the bakers, the photographers and what have you, live out their religious rights that they have in this country. I had this conversation with somebody today about Jefferson, a well-educated person, okay? And I'm always amazed at what people don't know. And I'm not making fun of them by any stretch of the imagination because, as was you know, said to me, they'd either forgotten or were never taught this stuff, right? So when you think about it, they talk about Jefferson as being the guy that they refer to when it comes to separation of church and state. And you really have to talk to them. You really have to remind people that this had nothing to do with the Constitution and everything to do with a letter that was written between the Danbury Baptist Church to him because they were concerned that they were going to be forced into a religion, a religious belief to practice a certain way, which is what they ran away from. But you know how many people don't know that? Then the Constitution. You know, you've got to carry a pocket Constitution with you because they're very small anyway, right? And you sit there and you say to somebody, great, show me. Because, and I start off a little different. I go, whoever told you that lied to you. Here, show me. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They can't. All right. We've been downgraded again. You notice that we've only been downgraded under Democrat presidents. Fitch announced Tuesday it has officially downgraded the United States' long-term foreign currency issue default rating to a AA+ from a AAA. They say the downgrade reflects the expected fiscal deterioration and the nation's heavy debt burden. Gee, that can't be true. Everything's okay. Bidenomics is working fine, doing what it's supposed to do. Tank the country. Anyway, the rating agency pointed to Americans' erosion of governance, rising deficits, and tightening by the Federal Reserve. It also said it expects the U.S. economy to slip into a mild recession in the fourth quarter. But you see, it can't slip into a recession because they keep changing the definition. This administration keeps changing the definition of what a recession is. You know that. They've changed the definition of what inflation is. They've changed the numbers. You know, I didn't do it. I haven't done this yet. But when Obama was touting the unemployment rolls, And we were still in a bad way. For this little high school graduate, the guy that barely made it out of high school, it didn't make any sense. How could you still have people, you know, we have a few food pantries in my area, and it's not a socioeconomically depressed area. You know, we're not rich and affluent either, but, you know, middle America, I guess you could say. Yes, here in California. And I remember thinking, these people are screaming for food. They're screaming for supplies. Now, God bless. God's been good to us. And we've never been, look at me, we've never been hurting for food. All right? And, but when you go down that, you look at that, and they're screaming that everything's getting better under Obama, that unemployment's way down. It didn't make sense to me. So I started doing some digging. It took me a little while, but I did some digging. Department of Labor, CDC, and a few other places. And what I found out was the way they do the numbers is what made it look that way. What was happening was, remember we had, what was it, some of you can correct me, I think it was 92 weeks of unemployment. I mean, it was like unprecedented. So you could get 92 weeks of unemployment. And in the unemployment, what they did is they, if you ran out of time, just before you ran out of time, they would go on disability. So you were simply moving these bodies, because disability was rising exponentially while the unemployment rolls were going down. People weren't looking for work anymore because they were disabled. But nobody ever talked about the disability rates rising. And when you checked with, there's a payroll service that they usually check with to see how it's doing, you come to find out that payrolls, there weren't more people being put on the payroll. So how can you have an unemployment rate going down unless these people were dying and being buried? Disability rates going up, and everything was supposed to be wonderful. Hunky-dory, just great. And if you recall at the time, remember, Obama was trying to get everybody to buy into this. This was just the new economy. This was just the way life was going to be. And when he left office, remember, what's Trump going to do? He's going to wave a wand and fix all of this? Well, he did. He didn't do it with a wand. He did it with common sense. He did it because he understood how the economy works. He stopped letting foreign countries, foreign bodies take advantage of us, suck down our tax dollars for their use. And that angered the left. And it still angers the left. People, this is a fight. Joe Senior Host, Brad Dacus joins us right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe McKeever, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me bring him in because you guys have got a lot of questions you want me to ask him, being the expert he is in law. Brad Dinkins, Treasury, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me. Brad, how are you doing today? A slow law week, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a busy, active day for us at PJI, and we just brought another attorney on staff yesterday. We're going to be shooting over 200 new cases, or over 200 cases in active litigation. I thought it'd be towards the end of the year, but actually, it's happening much faster than that.
Yeah, I think this is going to be fire hose year. That's my feeling. Being on the school board, talking to other trustees, and that kind of stuff. And we'll see how that all plays out. But, you know, when you see what's going down with the president, with the schools, with education, I don't know if you caught that Joe Biden has decided that any school district that has an archery or riflery class will no longer be able to receive federal funding. And I'm thinking to myself, that can't be allowable. I mean, can it be?
Right. Well, I guess he's using his executive order powers through the his office. I think that is questionable as to whether or not that is within his authority to do that, to pull federal funding, which is what he's using as his tool, the purse, pull federal funding for school districts that don't do this or do that. That would make him pretty much a dictator in terms of public education.
And what does that change? I mean, seriously. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And also what he says he's going to do or threatens to do isn't always necessarily what he actually does.
Right.
We've seen that with California Governor Gavin Newsom. He is the great threater. He loves the threat. Oftentimes, his threats just evaporate once it comes to implementation. So you have to always wait and see with Governor Gavin Newsom as well as Joe Biden, whether or not they're actually going to do what they say they're going to do or threaten to do.
Well, it's interesting because I'm speaking with somebody in a position of authority today, and specifically his name came up, Governor Newsom's. His name came up, and it came up in this particular situation where they said, look, you've got to be careful because he's fining schools or he's, threatening to hold back money. And, yours truly never knowing how to keep his mouth shut. It's kind of like, no, he can't do that. Yes, you have to fight it because he'll try to, but he doesn't have the authority to. There is no statute in the state of California that allows him to fine the school district.
That's not just conjecture. I mean, that is what many law, lawyers are seeing as well. That they're sort of scratching their heads to some degree right now, trying to understand where exactly is he coming from to make that kind of a threat. How is he justifying this? So they're not saying that he absolutely can't. It's just perplexing as to what's the basis, how is he planning to facilitate that kind of a threat? And so that's the big question.
Well, his case, for all intents and purposes, all he's got to do is tell the comptroller not to cut a check or not to send the money, right? And then it'll be a fight out in court to get a judge to release those funds.
Right.
And the thing that people don't realize, I say this all the time, and some people scratch their heads, they go, think about something. He's using taxpayer dollars to fight us, when I say us, I mean like the school districts, and we would be using taxpayer dollars to fight him, and that would deplete or diminish the dollars we have to take care of kids. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, you're right. It's not logical, but logic is a rare commodity.
Big time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be flippant about this, but seriously, I mean, It's supposed to be local control. I think that was what our founding fathers wanted. I think that's what being a republic is all about. It was supposed to be total local control. And, it's too bad he's pushing us into this corner.
Yeah, public schools are really no longer public schools. They're now government schools.
Yeah.
Public schools are ones that are run by the local public, that local community. And states, the blue states with that are teacher union controlled, they're trying to pull as much power as they can from local school districts, and then issue it through mandates through the governor tyrannically, or through the state legislatures that are actually in some ways more dangerous because there's fewer legal avenues to challenge it. So it's very concerning, and I would say California is one of the most centralized states in terms of education and education control, which leads to more tyranny and more serious breach of trust and confidence by parents in local school districts.
See, my attitude, and I don't know how you feel about this, but in California especially, when he threatens, challenge him. Say, do it. We're going to pass this. Do it. Okay, because I want to tell the parents of my community of 300,000 that Governor Newsom took $1.5 million away from us, because not because of the law, not because of what's in statute, not because of what's in the ed code, because he didn't like the decision that we made from a state level. He doesn't want you at the local level to have control of your kid's education.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that's the bottom line. He doesn't want parents to have control. He wants the teachers' union and the state and the liberals in Sacramento to have control. And what they want to push is so objectionable to mainstream America and mainstream parents.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. And I learned last year, and listening to Charlie Kirk and a few others, that the best place now to take these people on is in the courtroom. Because really the bottom line with it is that they don't expect you to go that far with it. And I think they've been caught off guard in some cases where we have taken them to court. We have allowed it to go all the way to court. And I think what we're going to have to see here in California is a lot of these cases are going to have to make it to the Supreme Court before they can go, before you can really settle them, don't you think?
You're absolutely right. And the good news is that there are legal organizations like the Civic Justice Institute willing and ready and equipped to do it.
Okay. All right, when we come back, I got a good one for you. Ready for this? We have somebody that was arrested for simply praying in the park. So I'm your host, don't go far. We're coming back after the break with Brad Dacus.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. In announcing the second federal indictment against former President Trump on Tuesday, DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith had strong words to say about the January 6th Capitol riot.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021 was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
The DOJ believes Trump's attempts to overturn the 2020 election result led to what happened January 6th. Trump expected to be in court Thursday to answer to the charges. China is following America's example and tightening controls on exporting technology that could be used by the military. In Hong Kong, Andrew Wood says the restrictions limit exports of rare materials and metals used to make semiconductors, solar panels, and TV and computer screens. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed. You do that by getting the information that you need to have. I mean, otherwise, frankly and honestly, why bother? All right, Brad Dacus, always a pleasure to have him with me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, tell people about Pacific Justice Institute, how they can help you, and that kind of thing.
You bet. Well, Pacific Justice Institute is, you know, we're a nonprofit, 501c3, tax-deductible contributions organization, and we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, all across the country with 31 offices, actually now 32 offices in 24 states. We will just announce the opening of a new office in Spokane, Washington. So now we have three offices in the Washington state, along with all across the country.
You need it.
We do our work completely without charge, and we work hard to make sure as best we can that everyone gets help. So people should never hesitate to contact us at pji.org.
And it's just, you know, Brad keeps leaving this part out, but the reality is you know, it's free of charge, but that doesn't mean the court says, oh, you're helping those poor parents out, we won't charge you any of the fees. Doesn't work that way, people, okay? They still have bills to pay. They still have office, pay for office space and all kinds of other stuff. So, you know, head over there. A donation wouldn't hurt at all. It takes money. I know some of you think that God just rains money from heaven. It doesn't work that way. They totally rely on money from the average Joe, so to speak. So there you go. I did it for you. How's that, Brett?
I greatly appreciate that tremendously, because you're absolutely right. It comes from moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and
Yep. Foundations.
But you know, but it's mostly moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. So you're absolutely right. And you know, I'll tell you, when people just support us, say like just even $10 a month, one time or $10 a month. I mean, that really adds up, and it really helps us take new hills and with greater confidence. So I can encourage people to go to our website and they can sign up to get our free e-newsletter also at pji.org. A lot of empowerment, a lot of great resources on our website that can really help moms and dads, churches, families, businesses, et cetera.
And I don't know if you put stories up there or not, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to put some generic stories. I mean, I know you can't really use everybody's name and all that stuff at times, but people need to know that there are options that they can win, that they're that you're winning cases across the country, that people believe that there's no hope, if you would. And they need to understand that's not true. There's always hope.
Oh, yeah. In fact, we prevail in most of our cases, and we're very aggressive, and we take on, I think we have more cases in litigation dealing with these issues than any other organization across the country, and we do it with incredible efficiency. And so, and if there's an attorney out there who'd like to join our team, wherever you are in the country, feel free. You know, we're looking to hire more attorneys right now. I encourage you just to contact us. Go to our website, pji.org. Love to talk to you out there if you're interested.
All right, here we go. These are the things I love throwing at you last minute. But a Christian student was silenced by the university. She had an $80,000 settlement. And ultimately, what it boiled down to is she was taking a class at, it looks like, Southern Illinois University. And she was enrolled in their art therapy counseling program. Now, they issued a no-contact order against her in February 2022, launched an investigation after a few students complained that her views were harmful and really boiled down to be harassment. Now, in conversations, in questions asked, in open dialogue, DeLog shared her opinions on classroom discussions on religion and COVID and censorship, Marxism, critical race theory, and so on. She had a pro-life position, and apparently that really offended some of the kids in the class. Now, for all intents and purposes, told her to stay away.
Yeah. This is a classic example of what happens when we let snowflake ideology dominate our society and our universities. A university is supposed to be the open marketplace of ideas. And as long as she wasn't singling a student out and calling them names and berating a particular student, but just simply engaging in intellectual, philosophical argument and opinions about issues and perspectives, that's protective. That's not harassment. Just because a student doesn't agree with her and doesn't make them feel warm and fuzzy when she says her opinions, that doesn't qualify for harassment. And I'm glad she settled. I'm glad she prevailed. But, this is happening all too often, and we at Pacific Justice Institute, we go to bat for teachers like this all the time across the country, and professors facing this kind of intolerant George Orwellian censorship that is taking place. And we have to stand up to it, otherwise it's going to just keep on happening.
Yeah, it's gotten to that point where you're sitting back and you're saying, come on, people, this is just nuts. This shouldn't be happening. This is just nuts anyway.
We have a case right now out of California, Riverside County, defending a professor from a public university. Very similar fact pattern as this, and we have it in federal court. It's outrageous.
Yep, I agree. All right, and now I never thought we'd get to this point, but apparently there was in Wisconsin, the police, they handcuffed a young man that was reading the Bible on a public sidewalk. Now, I realize, again, there's a little bit more to this, right? The incident happened on a Saturday. They were having a Pride in the Park event where there was a drag queen story time and a dance party for kids and all this other stuff. But apparently he was using a bullhorn and was out there reading scripture. So I said to you during the break, I said, my only really issue with this, if they thought he was, being a problem, is that how many times do you go to the park or you go to an event, you have to hear the loud, nasty music with nasty words in it, and apparently, as long as you're swearing, that's okay.
When I go to parks, I listen to loud music, and particularly like, say, rap music, and some people like rap music, but oftentimes, for some strange reason, they've got a lot of profanity and some actually some racist words that are just, I can't even repeat on the air. And it just baffles me that, you know, they're playing that, but, you know, I understand they have their, you know, First Amendment rights if they want to, you know, be out there and play their music. Other people can play their music. But in this situation, this student, first off, he was in a traditional public forum. That's what gives him the solid free speech protections. The authorities, if there's a noise ordinance, in order to arrest him because of his megaphone, not only do they have to show him that there's a noise ordinance, but they have to actually have a measurement of the level of noise, and they have to be willing to allow him to stop his speaking upon notice of the noise ordinance and the level of the noise that they show. Well, we've discovered on almost every situation like this, law enforcement does not have the measurement device to measure the decibels. It's just their own personal feelings. And in reality, it's just their bias against a Christian biblical worldview and placating and bowing the knee to this pride movement and these pride events. So I think that he has probably a very strong case. I've already contacted our attorney in Wisconsin, and we're trying, and she's going to be trying to make contact with him if he doesn't already have legal counsel.
Yeah, you know, it's, in my area, the sound ordinance is 7 to 10. So you can't make noise before 7 in the morning or after 10 o'clock at night, supposedly. What I really love, though, frankly and honestly, is those, you know, the garden blowers that go off at 7:02 in the morning. That's quite exciting. Apparently, we can't take the gardener away in handcuffs. That's perfectly legal. I don't know.
Yeah.
The world is upside down for me. I don't even know what to do anymore.
Yeah, they can have ordinances dealing with reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions, but it's highly likely that this young man did not violate reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. It was actually more of the content of what he was exhibiting, and had even had a megaphone saying things that were saluting and favorable towards the Pride movement and the Pride event, then I sincerely doubt he would have been arrested. And this kind of selective enforcement of the law is becoming all too common, and we at Pacific Justice Institute would love to stand up against it wherever it may be.
All right. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we return.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Matip, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then do something. Don't just sit there. Do something, okay? That simple. Now, when it comes to what's going on, you know, at the federal level, I know some of you guys are real itchy. You're trying to figure out what you can do and how you can do it. This is just crazy. Don't. Stick with what I've been telling you for a long time. You can make a change in your local area. You can make a change on your school boards. You can make a change on your water board, city councils. You know, you don't realize, some of you don't realize how important your water boards are. You do have water agencies in your little city or town. The water agencies decide how much you build or don't build. When you get a lot of Democrat progressives in on water boards, they don't want to build anything. You get Republicans on there. If you get good, solid Republicans, you'll get sane building. But this is crazy. So pay attention. Pay attention to your city councils. Pay attention to your school boards. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me, Brad. Yeah, you probably could use 50 more attorneys at this point. It's so crazy out there.
Yeah, right? That's right. It is very, very crazy. And, you know, like I say, we're hiring attorneys, and We're looking all across the country for new attorneys to join our team. It's, we have lots of cases, and we want to make sure everyone gets help. So the cases are pouring in, which means we've got to step up and get attorneys to join our team, and we do our work completely without charge. So it's definitely a bit of a challenge,
One of the questions I want to that was asked of me was this Jack Smith fella. He brought 4 more charges against Trump. Now he's already brought charges against Trump. Now he's bringing 4 more, and people are asking the question. I don't blame him. You have to ask, how long can this go on? So let's say a couple of these charges get dismissed, or let's say that Jack decides it looks like some of these charges are going to get dismissed. How long can Jack keep charging him?
Yeah, he can continue issuing charges. He has to get them approved by the grand jury. Unfortunately, though, based on location, that could be potentially a very easy thing to do.
Yep.
Depending on the location you're at and the political makeup of those who are sitting on the grand jury. So that's part of the problem, part of the concern. But eventually the DA, they're going to run out of charges, and with that, then you'll start having an angry judge. Theoretically, now my understanding though is that the judge that we're talking about that's potentially going to be over this matter looks like is not exactly a judge that's fair and neutral by any means, and in fact is an extremist. Apparently, from the left, it's very concerning. It's been reported that some of these January 6th conventions, the Department of Justice, some of us said, hey, we'll drop the charges. They've been behind bars enough. And this judge says, no, we want to put them behind longer. That's really unheard of and uncalled for. But for a judge that's an activist judge who doesn't give a flip about equal justice and treatment under the law, but is rather carrying out her own political, tyrannical, tirade. And that's what we see, unfortunately, with this judge who is going to have a big influence on these charges being dismissed or not.
Okay, so she's not, we already know she's not dismissing those charges. We got that.
Right.
But how do you fight something like this where you know the judge is being a certain way? Is there any way to go to whether it's the Supreme Court or any other court and go, look, we have a problem here. We have a biased judge. We have a judge that obviously is doing A, B, and C. Go ahead.
Yeah. That is a remedy. It's not easy to do because an attorney has the burden of proof that the judge is either incompetent or biased or has a conflict of interest. Those are things that have to be proven, and just mere speculation or association is not enough to prove that. But I would like to think that her actions regarding the January 6th defendants and her extreme position she's taken vindictively, apparently, to keep these wonderful citizens behind bars should be enough to show that there's something wrong here, and Trump cannot get a fair trial with that kind of a judge. It would be nice if that was ruled upon, but it's very difficult to do. And if they're not successful on seeking that to be done, it's very difficult to get the Supreme Court to move in on those kinds of fact heavy decisions as opposed to issues of law. The Supreme Court generally will not get involved in those. And then it just boils down to the Supreme Court eventually looking at the outcome of the trial based upon the facts that were admitted and allowed and recognized. So that's very serious. And I'm really concerned. I'll be blunt and frank on this. I'm really concerned, Joe, that at the end of the day, if we don't have a fair trial and Trump ends up being tried like and convicted like a criminal while Biden and Hillary and others, Hunter, gets off, we're going to have a lot of very angry people who feel like we no longer have a nation of the people, by the people, for the people, and we could find our nation in literally in a state of chaos or even
Brad,
revolution.
Brad, I think we're already there. I think people, you know, for lack of a better term, and I'm not pushing violence, but I think people are already locked and loaded and waiting. And anticipating what's going to go down, and they're not going to take it lying down. To your point, when you see all of what's going on with Hunter Biden and Joey Biden, and you've got proof, you know what I'm saying? You've got these emails that are proof, you've got testimony that's proof, and the DOJ is not moving on it at all. People, what do they expect people to do?
Yeah,
you know,
it's not even. You know, before it was conjecture and speculation and having to connect certain dots. It's not that way anymore. Nope. Regarding Joe Biden. Not just Hunter, but Joe Biden. It's the evidence is so there. It's so blatant. Why there isn't a grand jury? Why isn't there criminal prosecution? I don't know. The investigation.
Who are you going to get to do it?
I know. Well, and as far as impeachment goes, there is a movement in that direction. They're investigating it. It's a process. It's not just a quick vote by the House of Representatives. The problem, though, is that, you know, if he is impeached by the House, well, then he has to be basically convicted by the Senate. And I just don't think that the Democrat-controlled Senate would allow that to happen, no matter how blatant the tyranny and betrayal of America Joe Biden's and his son Hunter Biden's actions were.
I agree with you. Not going to happen. And
right.
If anything, frankly and honestly, I think they'd be more inclined to push him to resign for quote-unquote medical reasons than allow him to be impeached and removed. Because what a blow that would be to the cause, if you would.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And then we also have the issue of if some states just saying throwing in the towel, like Texas, Florida perhaps, throwing in the towel and saying, you know what, we're done. We're leaving the union and because it's no longer adhering to the Constitution. And frankly, they'd have a pretty, I think, compelling, if not, you know, constitutional argument, at least a moral principled argument. And, you know, that's the reason we even have the Second Amendment, is just to protect us against tyranny when government turns and no longer, you know, complies with the Constitution and provides equal protection, equal justice under the law.
Yeah. You know, we're not, we're definitely far from that anymore. When you have, you know, edicts coming down in the education world, and people don't believe this, and it's true, where you can't punish one color the same you would punish another color or group of people. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know? It is. Now the good silver lining, which, you know me, I always like to look at the silver lining.
You're such an optimist. I don't even know how we stay friends.
Yeah, I know. So the silver lining that I have is that if this, you know, this tyrannical scenario does come to pass and play itself out, we may have the Supreme Court may move in more aggressively if they see that chaos, revolution, or massive secessions by red states is, you know, quickly and imminently hanging in the balance. You know, we could see them step in and take a much more aggressive role to contest and challenge the tyranny to measure it. But, you know, I don't know. But because we have the Supreme Court that we do, that is a possibility. And I don't think they're a blind Supreme Court to what is happening in a nation that could be literally falling apart if this tyranny goes unchecked.
I didn't. That's a good point, though. That if they really care about the country and Justice Roberts is looking at what's going on, he may jump in quicker and faster. Which God bless. I hope he does. I hope God pokes him right in the butt with a sharp pin and gets him off his butt to do something. Anyway, people, head over to pji.org. pji.org. You want to make sure you help organizations like this that are helping you, your kids, and helping to maintain your rights. Brad, God bless for what you do, man. And I will catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Joe. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you.